toll-free number is here for you, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and we give them all away to you. Once again, freetalklive.com is where you can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can create the content of the site. You find something online you want to share with our listeners, you submit it as show prep, and then others vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you've suggested. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So go ahead and get on over there. Get interactive. It's all free. Freetalklive.com. By the way, Mark, we had somebody call in. They didn't want to stay online. They just had a quick question about Vaporsmiths.com. They're wondering what the toll-free number was. So if you happen to have that handy.
855-2-GET-VAPOR. That's the numeral 2-GET-VAPOR. 855-2-GET-VAPOR for Vaporsmith or Vaporsmiths.com.
There you go.
You've got to use coupon code FTL to get the offer.
The free deal?
Yep.
All right. So let's go to the phones and the fun. You can bring up anything you want. Greg is listening in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. I believe you're listening to WNIS out of Norfolk. Go ahead, Greg. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, open your Bible before you spew stuff out of your mouth. There's nobody that idolizes the flag. I disagree with the war in Iraq. I support Israel's right to defend itself. I don't think there's any murder. I don't have a problem with the Muslim religion. I have a problem with radical Muslims. I'm a Christian. I do not idolize a flag. I'm a former Marine. I defended our country.
Do you stand up?
I do not idolize the flag. I support the right.
I appreciate that. Now, I'd like to ask you a question about that. By the way, who's shouting in the background? Oh, he just dropped off. Guess he didn't want to answer any questions about whether or not he idolizes the flag.
So I'd like to defend the statement of idolizing the flag. And by idolizing, I mean it is a graven image.
What does that mean, graven image?
That's what, in the Ten Commandments, you're not to make graven images.
Mark, why don't you open the Bible before you spew out of your mouth?
Right. And I'm sure that God has just as many problems with
you have read the Bible,
idols,
right?
Yeah, three times through, okay, and then seven times for the New Testament.
So graven image.
Right. I'm sure God has just as many problems as something carved out of stone and carved out of wood as he does made out of fabric that you worship. Now, I mean, you know, a prayer could take all kinds of forms. In the Catholic Church, it's practically like aerobics. You've got to get down on your knees. You've got to raise your hands. I mean, I've gone and done these things. I mean, it's a workout. Some churches you just sit in the pew and pray. Different people pray in different ways. The Muslims, the Jews daven, which they, rock back and forth. Mm-hmm. Muslims, they get down, they're on their knees. They're up, down, and do the whole thing that they're doing. I mean, you're telling me that standing, putting your hand over your heart, and reciting this litany every single day, right after you do the prayer, first you say the Our Father, then you put your hand over your heart. I mean, it's really it's similar stuff. I totally agree that it is a prayer. Now, I can see why some people say it's not, but
You're pledging yourself to an inanimate object.
Yeah. And the thing I'd like to talk about the pledge is, what other country has a pledge of allegiance?
I feel like there's something out there that's similar. Elsewhere.
Australia has a little pledge thing, but they don't have school kids say it every morning.
Is that right?
The United States is the only country in the world that has one of these things. This pledge was created by a national socialist flag salesman in the late 19th century. This was our founding fathers. George Washington did not put his hand over his heart and pledge allegiance to a flag. Abraham Lincoln did not put his hand over his heart and pledge allegiance to a flag. I mean, this is essentially, flags and banners have always been the marks of a military. Military generals say, this is your flag, soldier, you fight for that flag, you protect that flag, that standard, that banner, you protect it at all costs. That's why there's a guy who has no weapon, marching along, because that thing is nearly a religious object. Mm. To have turned that over to a civilian situation and having school kids recite a pledge to the flag, is a singular sort of thing. And
it's clearly a religious object. Look at the way it's treated. I mean, they have all these different provisions that you have to fold the flag. You have to fly it. It cannot fly
in the dark.
If it touches
the ground, it must be burned.
Right.
The American Legion has all these things. You can't fly it at night without having a light on it.
If you burn a Bible,
if
you burn a Bible, Christians get very upset. And if you burn a flag, religious believers in the state get very upset.
And usually
it's the same thing. So 855-450-FREE. And I realize that last caller was very upset because he's feeling the cognitive dissonance, likely, of the fact that we've made this clear to him. Hey, look, you're violating your own religious tenets if you claim to be a Christian by standing up and worshiping and speaking this mantra at this flag on a daily basis or whenever it is that you are asked to do it or required allegedly to do it. You are violating your own religious tenets. And clearly, if you realize somewhere internally that, oh my God, what they're saying is right, then you don't want to come to that realization because it means you've been wrong this whole time. It means you've been doing something that is in violation of your own supposed belief system, probably for your whole life, ever since you were in elementary school.
Yeah, and it
that's
was
shocking.
Some people will say that that the flag is a pledge, like marriage is a pledge. Well, marriage is a pledge to another person of an equal person. You're making, or as far as I'm concerned, Abraham had a legitimate marriage to two people or three or whatever. So multiple spouses doesn't bother me, but it's a pledge to equals to work together. Whereas the pledge to the flag is a pledge to a government. It is a pledge to a republic. And, so that is a pledge to something greater. And that is just as a prayer would be.
Let's go to you and your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. Would fealty be the right word, Mark? Fidelity to a lord, as far as
I'd say that's precisely what it is.
Let's talk to Andrew, listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk, listening in Colorado. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going? I was just calling about the last caller who ran it and hung up.
Yes.
I think he was wrong in a lot of sense. Idolizing the flag, some people do. I don't. I idolize the fact that I am a United States citizen. I serve my country. And I'm
now, when you say
it.
I'm going to call you out. When you say you're a United States citizen, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, I'm an American citizen. I was born in America, raised in America.
So if you're a citizen, I get what you're saying. This is common misunderstanding. I used to think the way you did, too. Well, if you are a citizen, you must be able to define what a citizen is. So can you do that?
Well, not necessarily. I'm just saying, I'm proud to live where I live.
Fair enough.
I like this spot too. But I think that there's this funny term, citizen. Black's Law Dictionary defines a citizen as, and I'm just going to
any dictionary defines it like
wing it. Basically, as a person who owns a duty of allegiance in exchange for a pledge of protection, a pledge of allegiance for a duty of protection, or whatever it is. Now, the United States Supreme Court, and frankly, courts all over the world, have said that they have no duty to protect you. If you call 911 and they don't show up, you can't sue them, whereas you could sue, say, a private company that you were paying to protect you. So since the government has no obligation to protect you and you just have a duty of allegiance, you're not a citizen, you're a serf.
Okay.
Just figured we'd let you know. All right, so go ahead with your point.
Okay, what are you saying about, he doesn't believe in the war. Not a lot of military do, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Iraq. Iraq was taken completely wrong. Afghanistan's at least kind of taken a little bit different.
For the call tonight, appreciate hearing from you.
Extreme talk.
Yeah, that was pretty extreme. Unfortunately, not even the XM audience gets to hear what he said, because XM pulls the same feed as the rest of our radio stations do. And unfortunately, we have to protect their licenses from a bunch of uppity people who have problems with four-letter words. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. You can bring up anything, but this is a national radio show, and unfortunately there are certain groups like the Parents Television Council out there that make it their business to try to control what other people can hear on the radio. So it's not something I want to do in having to drop stuff like that off the air, but
something we got to do.
Yep. And when people are passionate, sometimes things like that slip out. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, so you can bring up anything. Hey, something else, since we've been talking about the pledge, it's worth a mention. Those of you out there who are, all upset that we're talking out against the pledge, did you know that when the pledge started, the old motion for it used to be to hold one's hand out kind of over your head, sort of up
in the
air?
Nazi salute.
Yeah, just like the Nazi, the fascist salute. Yeah, did you know that? It's true. You can actually find photos of it like that online. 855-453 from way back. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled Pen Readings to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. We've got a lot of them, and they include news updates. Want to be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live? You can do that in various different ways. We have email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever works best for you. They're all free. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up. That's news.freetalklive.com.
If you want to get your liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece, get the bumper stickers from LibertyStickers.com. You can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different liberty sayings over there. I like to go and just page through the bumper stickers and read them. They're quite witty or insightful and ironic. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's libertystickers.com. They have bulk buying programs in case you want to sell them at your flea market booth or gun shop or your retail store, whatever. It's libertystickers.com.
Or like us, we give them away. We got our stickers that you can get for free over at promote.freetalklive.com from Liberty Stickers.
I did not mention that. You can have bumper stickers made for your church or your business or band or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. So our number here, 855-450-FREE. We go right back into your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to Chris, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSC-FM. Hey, Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm just calling in about the issue with the flag and how you guys are saying it's un-Christian to, I guess, pledge of allegiance to the flag. Is that correct?
I think so.
I wouldn't be able to say whether or not it is Christian or not because I can't speak from that point of view.
Well, I used to be a Christian.
But I can make an argument.
I used to be a Christian, Mark, and I think you did as well. I would say it's not only is it un-Christian, it's also un-Muslim in addition to worship the flag.
Well, you know, I think there's a difference between worshiping Jesus or worshiping God as a Christian would and pledging allegiance to the flag. You know, I think pledging allegiance to the flag is just merely a way to show your support and to, you know, show your allegiance to a country, whereas, you know, praying to a God is a deeper devotion and a more, I would say that would be, I guess that would be more devotional to a higher God. You know, I just don't understand how you guys can argue or to compare the fact that, you know, one who would pledge of allegiance to the flag would be kind of going against their Christianity.
I would concur with you that prayer can be more devotional than the simple rote saying of the same thing over and over again. But you are aware that some Christians say the same prayers over and over again, and that they call that prayer to God. Some Christians say nothing, and they communicate with God and sort of without using words at all. And some Babylon and nonsense tongues thing. And so, I mean, I concur that you can, but do you see that some Christians do say rote prayers over and over again?
You know, I do see that, and you know, I don't want to call that complacency. I guess without, you know, maybe I can take that back and call that would be complacency. But I just don't see how you can liken that to saying the Pledge of Allegiance, which is more of like a patriotic thing.
You know, I can see how you're making the division in your mind, and it's a convenient way to avoid the the cognitive dissonance that might come up. But that's fine. Let's put that aside and just look at the practicality of the Pledge of Allegiance. So aside from the religious objection to it, which I still think is reasonable, but let's look at the practicality of it. You said you're just pledging your allegiance to the country or whatever. I'm not sure exactly the words, but you said you're just pledging
it's
your
patriotic.
Allegiance. Patriotic. Why would you want to pledge your allegiance to a group of killers and thieves?
Are you calling the United States of America killers and thieves?
Oh, no, you're not pledging to the United States of America. You're pledging to its politicians.
Something that you guys said earlier was that a flag was a symbol for military. And, you know, I think in a way it is a rallying cry for military, but I don't think by pledging allegiance to the flag in any respect that I'm pledging allegiance to the politicians that represent me. I'm pledging allegiance to, you know, the 100 years of history and those who have come before to pave the way that the American way is.
Well, the United States of America is a political designation. It's not a plot of land.
Well, wait a second here. I've got to jump in on this one. How can you pledge allegiance to dead people? You can only pledge allegiance to a group, and that group is led by its politicians. When you pledge to the republic for which it stands, you're pledging to its government. Isn't that clear?
Yes, I mean, the government is the figurative head, but I'm pledging allegiance to a tradition, I'm pledging allegiance to a history, and I'm
that's
pledging
what they want
allegiance
you to pledge to.
Life.
That's
and
what they want.
You
that,
just
that's what they want
the
you to believe.
The politicians are the leaders of that. I mean, that's your prerogative, but every time I put my hand on my heart,
my statement.
I don't
say that I have the right to think what I want to think. Please show me how I'm thinking incorrectly, because I believe firmly that when one pledges to the flag, that one is pledging to the government of this country. And as far as I'm concerned, and most Americans agree, that the country is well on the wrong track. 90% believe that that Congress does no longer has a mandate to rule, and that puts me firmly in the majority here. I believe that the politicians tend to be a group of liars and thieves.
And you know, I would argue that there's many people who would agree with that, but at the same time, when I pledge allegiance to the flag, I am in no means, you know, representing.
All right, well, let's step back again. Are you familiar with the Japanese
country? And I guess you could make the argument that politicians.
So you're pledging to the history?
I think that you're taking it out of context and making it fantastical to say that.
Well, I just want to understand where you're coming from. You're saying you're pledging to the history of the country?
I'm pledging to the history of the country and what this country represents. And I see that you guys are trying to make the fantastic argument that
it's fantastic
politicians
now.
And Congress and
you can't rebut my argument, but it's fantastic. Are you familiar with Japanese Shinto, the Shinto religion, its ancestor worship?
No, sir, I am not.
Okay, so in Japan, they worship their ancestors through prayer and candle lighting and all this kind of thing. So if you're you're worshiping dead Americans who have paved the way, what's the difference between your pledging allegiance to the flag in obeisance to these dead Americans and this Japanese Shinto and ancestor worship?
Because I'm in no way worshiping those who have died. I worship my God and I worship Jesus. I'm not worshiping those that have died.
I am merely
pledging allegiance and saying, I stand up for and I believe in the American way. And by pledging allegiance, that's my way. That's the small token of appreciation.
Tell me what the American way is.
Who have secured my free way of life and free way of living.
I'm glad you feel like you're free because I don't. But what is the American way?
I mean, are you not free to say what you're saying right now on air?
Oh, I'm free to say what I'm saying right now on air, but I'm not free to live my life how I want so long as I don't harm anyone else. People will. I'm regularly threatened with being put in a cage, sir.
Isn't that an American way?
I'm sorry, say again.
You guys are saying this, and in certain countries, I'm saying
just because I have more freedom than some other people. Hold on, just because I
to have this argument on air for thousands of people to view.
Just because we have the freedom to have an argument doesn't mean we're free. I was threatened with arrest just last week because I was video recording a police officer who pulled someone over. We have people who I'm being threatened with arrest constantly by these people calling themselves the government. They're putting peaceful people in cages all around this country.
The United States has slipped down to 47th in press freedom in the world.
It's not even in the top 10 of the freest countries in the world. Thank you, by the way, Chris, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. You enjoy your flag. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. And, of course, when you're thinking about the past, don't think about any of the innocent people the government has crushed, killed, or lives they've destroyed. Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Speaking of SACL CAI, what's that all about?
It's a company that does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. If you have trouble with accounts receivable in your business, SACL CAI can handle it. They can do it with respect, and they'll treat your customers like you would want them treated. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
Let's continue here. We'll take you and your calls about what you want. Let's go to Trey, listening in D.C. to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Trey. Trey?
Hello.
You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I had a question for you. I got a Smith & Wesson 3000. And I was wondering if they have a product, anything like the Sidewinder for the Mossberg 500. And the other thing is I'm getting ready to pick up an AK-47, and I'd like to know what you think about the bump stock.
Well, first of all, I don't know what number you
I'm looking up what a Mossberg 500 is.
But I don't know if you thought you called like a gun talk show or something like that. But
I support your right to own those weapons, and I think that you should be free to use them.
I don't know anything about the different models of various different weapons, but I agree with Mark that you should have the freedom to own weapons. But you're calling from Washington, D.C. How in the world are you going to get your hands on an AK-47 in Washington, D.C.?
Well, I live in Detroit, and I'm a cross-country truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm allowed to have pretty much anything in the Detroit area that I want to own, as long as it's not fully automatic.
Okay.
Now, the bump stock is actually a stock that rocks back and forth and turns your semi-auto into a almost fully auto.
Oh, I've heard of those.
Yeah.
It rocks back and forth, so it makes your semi-auto move faster. That's why I was calling to ask about that.
I wish I could tell you. What show were you listening to? I mean, we'll certainly take calls about anything, obviously, on this program, but were you listening to Free Talk Live previously?
Yeah, I thought you were the Gun Talk. I catch them on here every now and then.
It's a great show.
But Tom Gresham, on your subject about the flag, as screwed up as this country is, it's still a great country.
I'd agree.
Comparative. You know, my family comes from Japan after the war. And during the war, and my other family comes from Mexico. So, I mean, as screwed up as it is, it's still a great country, and the flag's just a symbol of the lives that were given for the little bit of freedoms that we do have.
Well, I think everybody has their own little story they tell themselves about the flag and what it stands for them, and that's fine. I'm wondering, though, how would you feel about secession?
My concern isn't with the flag. My concern is with the pledge to the flag.
I don't like either one of them personally, but how do you feel about secession? I mean, obviously, you know, the country does have its problems, and they're severe, and no one really believes that Washington, D.C. is ever going to fix any of them because things just keep getting worse. So how would you feel about just calling it quits on this whole experiment and splitting off into, you know, 50 different states or, you know, various different states maybe teaming up and having their own little countries instead of this whole U.S. thing?
Well, I think that throw us right back into a civil war.
Well, you know, I don't know about that. I think
what would they fight it over?
Oh, let's see. Property, fuel, you name it. You know, I mean, that's my friend. My friend of mine told me, you know, he's investing all his money into gold. And I told him, invest your money in gold. Go ahead. Because when there's one can of food left in the store and you're holding gold and I'm holding the gun, I'm going to eat and I'm going to have some gold.
Thanks, Trey, for the call.
I think it's a good idea to have food, and it's a good idea to have ammo, and it's a good idea to have metals.
There you go. Yeah, diversify, right? 855-453, that's the toll.
Sadly, I'm not free enough to own a weapon.
But what does it tell you that when someone brings up the idea of secession, which, in my opinion, the time has come again to start seriously talking about that, that the first response is, my God, it'll be a civil war again. That they believe that people are just not at each other's...
What does it say about the government?
Right. What does that say about the government? What does it say about the American people in that you believe that they're just not killing each other in some sort of civil war because the federal government exists? Is that all that's holding me back from going to Vermont and slaughtering the people in Vermont because we're here in New Hampshire? I mean, what? I have no interest in hurting anybody anywhere else, and I don't care what they do out in California. I want nothing to do with what, you know, what they're doing in those other places. So, to me, secession is a sensible thing. And remember, the Civil War only happened because of all the saber rattling going on. If people are, you know, in the firing on the fort.
Yes, probably should not have shot at the fort.
Right. If people are peacefully seceding, then where's the war going to come from? Unless it's the federal government starting it in some last-ditch attempt to retain its legitimacy, which, of course, will then demolish any legitimacy they had left. Let's continue here with you and your thoughts, though, and go to Tony, listening in St. Louis to XM's Extreme Talk. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live. Tony, in St. Louis, going once. Tony in St. Louis, he's going twice. We'll try putting him back on hold. Maybe something went wrong with his cell phone or something like that. 855-453. Let's go to Tom, listening in Maryland, St. Mary's County, to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there.
Hey, Tom.
I wanted to comment on to worship or not worship the flag. I think if you can do a little separation, if you can separate maybe the some of the actions of the government and separate it from the flag. And I understand that it was, the pledge was written in order to, you know, written by an American fascist, correct?
A socialist, but yeah.
Socialist. Well, and it's to, I understand the tactic there. And I think when people call and they have that kind of they're a bit upset like a previous caller.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he kind of understands that where you are coming from. I think that's really, it's about a misunderstanding. I am in large part agreement with there's little I disagree with concerning it. I, you know, and what you said about, and I heard you say maybe a week or so ago, you know, that a lot of folks will agree that yes, the government is thieves and they don't do anything right and they don't just, but we need them.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right that it is definitely a misunderstanding. I mean, what we're communicating tonight and every night on this show are ideas that are so, they seem so alien to so many Americans. There's definitely a lot of confusion out there.
Yes, and I think that some just associate the, whether it's the national anthem being sang at a sporting event or a race or something like that, and it's so ironic that usually, not always, but a lot of times at these big major sporting events, the military planes fly over. And,
yeah, oh yeah, it's gross.
You know, it's just, and I know, I happen to know a lot of people who personally, they comment on this. They're very turned off by that.
Really?
It's very nationalistic.
They are, absolutely. This is not, they don't know about your show. I mean, I know, and I've heard this before because they're disgusted by the military-industrial murder machine, and they know and they understand what it. It's just my own father, who died last November, was a infantryman in Korea, and he was one of the few people from that generation. And I know he wasn't the only one, but he tried to be as keep it real and be as truthful about that. He knew that the wars that were coming up, they had nothing to do with patriotism. They had to do with fattening somebody else's pocketbook.
The military-industrial complex. Thank you, Tom, for the call. I appreciate your thoughts. 855.
Now, that is a radical statement. If you think that me making the statement that, that saying the pledge to the flag is a form of idol worship, making the statement that there are very few people who have fought and died, very few people alive today that have fought for your liberty, considering the millions of people that have been in the military, you know, that would be that's a very radical statement.
But it's true.
Well, it's one that I think is defensible.
Liberty.
You can fight. You can
where's
fight
my liberty.
You can fight for liberty and be unsuccessful. You can be fighting for the wrong. I think that these guys that have signed up, most women too, have signed up, fought for the. You know, they signed up for the military for the right reasons.
Many of them may have believed that they were fighting for freedom.
But I kind of feel like they've been used as dupes. I mean,
ultimately, they're right. Ultimately, they're doing as they're told, and they're doing the bidding of the politicians. And I think we all know the politicians are dishonest scumbags. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AFFINITY, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 855-453. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you a lot of features, and they're all for free. So enjoy it. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through the links that you'll find. There are different Amazons for different parts of the world. You click into the one that's right for you, and then it's your regular Amazon shopping experience. You're just entering through our portal. And that way, Free Talk Live will get cut a portion of Amazon's profits when you're done with your sale. So it's all transparent to you. All you have to do is just go to shop.freetalklive.com and click into the Amazon link of your choice. That's it. You get your shopping done, get the stuff delivered to your door, and feel good because a portion of your purchase is benefiting Free Talk Live. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. Let's continue on here with you and your thoughts and go to David listening in Chesapeake, Virginia to WNIS. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind
tonight? I look forward to your Saturday night edition, but I just got a couple comments that I'd like to make. Kids, they sign up to protect America.
Yes.
And my opinion is mostly because, not all, but mostly because they can't find a job.
To some extent, this is true. Let me back it up. Back in 2006, when the economy was sort of rolling along pretty well, the Army lowered its, it was lowering its
standards
for military people getting in. They lowered the intelligent quotient. They made it easier for people with certain crimes to get in, that kind of thing. But then, by 2009, when the worst depression to hit our generation comes along. And then the recruitment's way up.
Right, exactly. And, yeah, they signed up to protect America, but yet now the Obama administration has, they recruit them to go in, and now the Obama administration is recruiting them to come out with a pledge to find them jobs such as police, such things like that, which they train them to come in, they train them militarily.
That's been going on, by the way, just to point out.
No shortage of military guys in the police from 4 or 5 years ago.
Right. It's not an Obama thing. It's just the way things go. I mean, they get out of the military and they get recruited into the policing organizations. It's been like that for a long time.
No, I mean, I understand that, but Obama and his administration, they've actually been pushing the point.
Okay. Take your word for it.
News releases, newspaper articles.
I haven't seen anything, but okay.
They're pledging to find them work.
Gotcha.
And some of the recruiting is, you know, with police departments, with fire, you know, and all that. But that's all good. At least they can find a job. That's what they went into the
military. I don't know if it's all good, because my concern is that people coming from the military have been very indoctrinated into the idea that you just follow orders, you just do what you're told, you don't question the orders, and then you've got people like that blindly willing to follow whatever they're told to do going into the police departments. And the police departments
are undeniably becoming far more militarized.
Right.
And, I mean, if it looks like a soldier, acts like a soldier, talks like a soldier, rides around in a vehicle like a soldier, but it's not a soldier, it's a policeman? At what point does my credulity challenge?
We shouldn't be surprised when the police continue to behave as though they are a military troop, busting in people's doors, holding people at gunpoint, people who are completely peaceful, getting military equipment like this Bearcat that they're looking at getting here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. David, thanks for the call. I appreciate the thoughts. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we'll continue here, because if you look around the country, there's plenty of evidence that the police are becoming more and more militaristic. In fact, I just this week posted over a free
camp. I can't imagine anyone's denying this. I mean, what is it? There's a SWAT raid every 40 seconds in America?
Yeah, and it's usually over drugs. Of course, there's no victims.
The same people that are guarding the poppy fields for the CIA over in Afghanistan are in here kicking doors in on the low-level heroin dealers.
Yep, or just a pot dealer. So, by the way, I posted the promo video for the Bearcat, Mark. Have you seen this thing?
I have seen a Bearcat before.
Have you seen the promo video for it? So from Lenco, this is the manufacturer of this thing. The Bearcats are being given away by the Homeland Security. They're using your tax dollars. Department of Homeland Security is giving away grants to little towns. I mean, Keene, New Hampshire is only a town of 23,000 people. That's where we do the show. And they're giving these things away to small-town police departments. And, of course, the big cities already have them. But they're giving them away, and they're encouraging. The federal government, you know, the heart of evil in this country, is encouraging more of this militarism of the police. And so there's a debate right now in Keene over this Bearcat thing, because the city council accepted the money, and they were going to go ahead and get this, but they didn't do it. They did it without any sort of public comment, and so there's been a bit of hubbub surrounding this. So I posted the promo video that Lenco has on their YouTube channel for this Bearcat. Go ahead and watch it. It's over at freekeen.com.
The claim is that it can be that it's here in Keene that they're going to be using it for
rescues.
Medical purposes. Yeah,
for rescues.
This is an armored vehicle.
No, if you watch this video, it's got AC/DC soundtrack. It's got the police dressed like they're in, you know, they've got like fatigues on. They look like they're Marines. They they're piling out of this thing. There's a guy with a gun coming out the top.
And I'm not saying that there's not room in this world for people to be trained like Marines. Thank goodness there are people that are trained in Marines. It's the question is. How should they be employed, and should they be employed against American citizens?
I, for one, would rather have my officers being peace officers, being focused on de-escalation.
Yes.
And clearly, this thing encourages escalation and more violence. Let's talk to Dan, listening in Massachusetts. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, how are you guys?
Great. What's on your mind tonight, Dan?
Just wanted to talk about the other two people, how they brought up allegiance. And you are exactly right about the flag being idolatry. Saying allegiance to the flag is idolatry, because if you look at what the law says allegiance is faith to a sovereign. So it is, it's a vow to God, basically.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean, sovereigns were what kings were called in the kings and lords were called in the past. It's what Christians would use to describe their king and lord. So giving a vow to it makes perfectly good sense.
The man in court wears a robe. In some cases, you are told to pray to the man in court. They're actually the lawyers, when they write certain motions, they will pray to the court.
What do you mean?
The
they use the term pray?
Yes, they use the term pray.
Yeah. Interesting.
I've seen this
pray
happen.
For relief. It's a prayer for relief.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Anything else you want to share?
But I'm just saying, even it goes back to, it's like a relic of feudal times. It's almost funny that they're praying to an inanimate object, pledging their allegiance to something that doesn't even exist.
Well, they're pledging an allegiance to an idea, right? It's something that government doesn't exist. You're right. It's just men and women that are forcing their way on other peaceful people, whether they like it or not. But so the people exist, the human beings that call themselves government exist. But the idea of the United States, the idea of government itself, is just a cover for the violence of these men and women.
Oh, exactly. Can't agree more.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate your call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI.
These are radical ideas that you're not going to hear on the radio very often. And I understand why they get people upset. I really do. You know, what I'm more concerned about is talking about it. You know, tell me why I'm wrong when I make these statements.
According to Dan, we're right. Let's talk to Josh, listening to WGGH, Monster Radio 1150 in Illinois. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to say, and actually the last caller kind of hit on some of the topics that I wanted to bring up. You know, when we pledge allegiance to the flag, we're pledging allegiance, you know, in my opinion, to ideals, you know, the ideals of America, not necessarily the states. And obviously, there's a lot of work to be done, I mean, in my opinion.
Let me have you talk right into your phone. We're kind of, you're kind of fading out on us.
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, as far as you know, I agree with the last caller. I mean, we are pledging allegiance to the flag. We're pledging allegiance to the ideals of America.
But that's not what the pledge actually says.
I think a lot of people do exactly as this man says, though. But that's really what they mean when they do it.
But that's what you feel, maybe, when you're doing it. But the actual wording of the pledge, I mean, again, it was written by a a Christian socialist, I believe is what he called himself, but a socialist nonetheless, for the purposes of indoctrinating the American people into the worship of the idea of the state. If he wanted you to worship ideals or to pledge to ideals, then the ideals would be a little bit more clear. But
I hope the people that do that, the people that say that pledge, are intelligent enough, and I'd like to believe that my countrymen are that, you know, intelligent enough to know, you know, that okay, here was what this person meant, but here's how I feel about it. And
Isn't the pledge itself the antithesis of those ideals? I mean, if American ideals, and we could agree or disagree on this, but if American ideals are about individual rights and the life, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the pursuit of property, if all those things are the case, then isn't this weird collective chanting the total opposite of that?
Well, I mean, it would be, except that people of America are smart enough to look past that. I really do. I really think the people of America
why
are
do you
smart
think
enough
that,
to look past
that. Why do you think this is the only country that has a pledge and stands school children up to do this every morning?
We'll let you ask that rhetorically, Mark, because we've got to get to Hour 3, and lots of people are on the line. Josh, thanks for the call. Hour 3 is next. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Fallen Angel Toys is a tasteful company for adult desires and fetish fantasy. Thousands of items. Vibrators, literature, blindfolds, lubes, and more. Great for bachelorette parties or serious lifestylers. We're a family-owned business with new specials every week, discreet packaging and shipping, and safe, secure checkout through PayPal. Use code FDL at checkout for 25% off your first time. No minimum purchase required. That's fallenangeltoys.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.